Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Corn Time Podcast with Colton Foster and Jordan Smith. My name, of course, is Jordan Smith. On the other side of the screen is Mr. Colton Foster. Colton, why don't you go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself?
All right, no problem. I will. But for starters, we're not across the screen. I cannot see you.
That is true.
We are, however, in separate bedrooms of the same apartment recording this because due to CDC guidelines, you're not supposed to be in contact with people who are closer than 6 feet. So we are trying to our best to stay in the groove of this. And in the meantime, just kind of do something to help us get better and stay focused during this time and maybe bring a little light to other people's day. But here we go. I'm Colton. I'm a senior at Sam Houston. My time here just now got cut short a little bit, kind of disappointed. But at the end of the day, I'm healthy and get to enjoy this ride with some friends, and hopefully we can deliver this to y'all and give y'all some freedom.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what this podcast is about. We'll get to that in a little bit. My name, though, is Jordan Smith, as I told you at the beginning. I enjoy sports. You know, I'm a junior in college, so not quite in the boat where Colton is at, but pretty close. Like I said, I enjoy sports. You know, I just kind of watching movies, hang out with friends, doing whatever, but of course, can't really do that as much now with the whole hanging out with friends thing, like Colton said, because of the whole kind of the self-isolation, social distancing kind of thing, with the whole CDC guidelines trying to stop the, or at least slow down, if not stop the spread of the coronavirus. So like Colton said, we can't see each other. We're two completely different rooms recording this intro podcast here. Honestly, this sounds like a really cool idea. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, I am too. It was something that came to me in the middle of the night one day, and I kind of told you about it a few weeks ago, and it's taken us a little bit to get it going, but that's basically my fault because I wasn't prepared. But now we're prepared and ready to bring it to y'all, and hopefully we can have some good guests come on. And I know we already have somebody to be on our first show come tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night. I might have messed up saying this already, but we'll be coming to y'all every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But we wanted to get this show out there just so that we could have it, you know, ready for y'all and the, you know, five people that may watch this or listen to it can get a glimpse into our lives before we get rolling.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something, honestly, that I don't know, like you said, I think it's something good to kind of, I don't want to say distract, but kind of just entertain people when there's something that, you know, there's not as much that really anybody can do because you have to stay at home. So obviously, you know, hanging out with family, kind of, you know, getting life somewhat in check until all this self-quarantine and self-isolation, you know, is lifted once the coronavirus slows down and things like that. But really, honestly, I think that it'll be, like you said, I think it'll be good. The whole point of the show, like you said, is really just to kind of entertain people with this show and give them something to enjoy during this time of trying to figure out what to do with our lives.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big change for everybody. You know, being a college senior, I was used to going out and hanging out with friends pretty much every day, going out to large populations. Both of us are real big into sports, and basically now we're bringing y'all this so that we can kind of keep our sports itch alive, but since there's no sports, I mean, all we can basically do is talk about some of the news.
I mean, yeah, that's that's basically how it is right now with I mean, like you said, there's really no sports. The only sport that we really have is WWE, and that's not something that either of us are as in tune with as, you know, say some other people. But I mean, who knows? Maybe we get sports soon, maybe not. Hopefully we get sports soon, but honestly, hopefully we are able to find some kind of a way to bring some kind of normalcy back to people's lives in the next couple of months. Hopefully that's the case, because I think people at this point, like, while they understand have to stay home and things like that, I think people are just itching to kind of, you know, just to get out and just do something, you know, instead of staying cooped inside the whole time. I think people are just trying to itch to get out, and I think that's kind of one reason why we're doing this, is to kind of give ourselves something else, so that way we don't go, you know, completely insane.
Yeah. Also, folks, that noise you heard was Jordan's cat.
Yes, that was. But yeah, so Colton, I guess you kind of mentioned it a little bit already with the sports, but kind of delve into what it is that we're really going to be talking about, and kind of like the rundown sort of how the show is going to go.
Well, in all reality, there's not a real chance that we know what exactly is going to happen in this podcast. Tomorrow, it looks like our one of our good friends, Tyler Josephson, will be here to talk with us. Here's just kind of maybe a possible is just how each of us are getting through this difficult and strange time. Then if we bring on our guests, we can run through some sports talk. Just kind of how everything's running, and, you know, as everything and everybody's noticed right now, everything is just changing by the day, if not by, you know, the hour. So we have, you know, we might talk about our different scenarios that we'd like to see. Another thing is you should send in questions if we have we're talking about having a debate session. Now, since we're recording Monday, Wednesday, Friday, more planning will come into this. And we can, you know, have different segments for each different, you know, for each day. But I think it'd be fun if we had like a debate session and have our audience kind of get involved. And, you know, once we can build up an audience, make it a little fun. But after that, I mean, it's not really anything. We have talked about a brief little competition between the two hosts in our rooms. There will be more on that later. Who knows, at this time anything's really possible, as we've all learned in this, you know, almost not even a month span that everybody's lives have been changed, and all just to help, you know, the world.
And yeah, I mean, that's like you said, that's really just kind of anything just to try to help, I guess, bring some kind of, I can't really find the word for it, but I guess just to bring some kind of
consistency.
Yeah, I mean, consistency is pretty much it. Just to try to find some consistency in people's lives. That's really one reason why we're doing this, is to do that, but also give some consistency for ourselves.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. As much as I'm going to love the audience that we build up, but the consistency for ourselves is something else. I know me personally, I mean, I've been sleeping in till noon and staying up till 4. Not a great scenario, but I can do it, and it's going to change here soon, but as of right now, I just can't break it.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way here. I'm staying up later than usual. I'm waking up later than usual. And then every once
taking
in a while,
4-hour naps, yeah. At 7 p.m.
I'm about to say, at random times, I'll just end up falling asleep and not even realizing until I wake up and go, "Oh, well, there goes some of the day." And it's just like, you know, after, you know, you get everything done that you need to, it's like, what else can you do? Because you can't really go out, per se, and just go hang out somewhere, because everywhere's closed. That's not a store. You know, so it's just kind of like, you know, there's not really much else to do, so sometimes you just get bored and, I guess, just take 4-hour naps.
Or in my case, you just binge watch King of the Hill.
Yeah, I mean, that's another good way to do it, honestly. Just binge watching whatever show you can find. I mean, I'll tell you what.
And more on that later, as most likely before we record tomorrow, I make Jordan finish Tiger King.
Yes.
So we can kind of have a Tiger King wrap up.
Yeah, that'll definitely need to happen.
But I know most of the world has been mesmerized by that. As I have finished the entire thing. And I'm rewatching it because Jordan doesn't own a Netflix account.
Yeah. Haven't had one for a couple of years. This is kind of one of those times where it's like, you know, you wish you have it, you know, in my case, just because of the scenario at hand right now, but I'm glad that you have one just so that way I can kind of mooch off of you. But yeah.
At least he doesn't mooch off the beer. That's the main thing.
That is very true. That is very true. So I think that's pretty much it for this episode. This is really just kind of an intro of what our kind of show is about, who we are. You can find me on Twitter, I guess, at JordanSmithPXP to kind of interact with me about questions you may have, things you want to talk about in the show, as well as Colton. You can... what's your Twitter?
You can find me on Twitter at ColtonFoss16, ColtonFoss16. I've been getting more active on there. Still probably not the best Twitter person, but feel free to follow me, and maybe I'll be able to work some stuff out and get some better things going on there.
That's something that I'm trying to work on as well, is is really getting back to the amount of Twitter activity that I used to have, because I used to be super active on that thing, and I've since been almost non-existent on my Twitter account. But I've been trying to get more active as of the last couple months, and I've somewhat have. But I think this will be another good way to get me active again, I guess.
Yeah, and it's going to help us get back in the groove of things while we have all this, not extra time, but, you know, a little extra time on our hands. We get our names back out there. We get a little more normalcy back in our life. And we get to bring just the conversations we have kind of daily to our guests and friends out there.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's probably the biggest thing, too, with all this, is the fact that we're bringing some normalcy to us, some entertainment for the listeners that we have that are listening right now to the podcast, just to be able to bring some kind of entertainment during this time and just give them something to look forward to, like you said, some consistency and just something else to be able to kind of have to say, like, oh yeah, I'm going to enjoy this at this time and, you know, enjoy listening to this podcast with Colton and Jordan and just kind of, you know, enjoy that, I guess, that kind of, that, just that entertainment, just that kind of tangible thing to have to look forward to, really.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like the, you know, maybe on every Friday or something, we just do an event in our rooms and, you know, try to just bring some joy. I know we're looking into bringing it to a video broadcast as well on YouTube. And, you know, we didn't want to quite jump into that today since it was just an intro. But we have some things in the works that I think y'all will enjoy a lot.
Yeah.
Because I know I will.
Yeah, I would say I think I will too, honestly. I think that it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it'll be something that I think we're both going to really, really enjoy. And I think this will be something that the people who do listen will enjoy as well, just as much as we do bringing it to everybody. So I think that's pretty much going to do it for this first episode.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. And if it doesn't bring y'all any joy, it doesn't matter to me because I'm having fun. So
That's basically the whole point, is just us having fun as well with this. So yeah, I mean, there you go. You heard it from Colton. But yeah, so I think that's pretty much going to do it for this episode here. Like we said, just a little intro episode, just to kind of just let everybody know what the show's about, kind of let everybody know who we are, who it is bringing you the podcast. And yeah, so kind of be sure to just follow the podcast, subscribe to it, wherever it is that you're listening, and let us know what it is that you would like for us to talk about. And yeah, we'll, like Colton said, hopefully sometime in the future we'll be able to find a way to get y'all interacting, maybe, you know, during the show's recording or something like that. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But I think this is going to be good. I think this is going to be good for us. I think this is going to be really fun. Yeah, I think that's pretty much going to do it for this first episode. Like Colton said earlier, we've got a Monday, Wednesday, Friday upload schedule. So that's when we should have episodes for you. And yeah, so just subscribe, stay tuned, follow both of us on social media, on Twitter. And just, you know, get ready for some good old corn time fun.
Yep, that's about the only fun you can have right now, so you might as well enjoy it.
Basically, so, yeah, that'll pretty much do it. Yeah, so, this episode is up, I believe, on a Wednesday, right? Yeah, the 8th, right?
Nah, this episode will be up today, the 7th, and then we'll bring you a new episode tomorrow on the 8th.
Okay. So, heard it from Colton there. We'll bring you, you're hearing this episode on the 7th. Next episode is tomorrow on the 8th with our first guest of the show. And then, of course, we'll start there with the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, starting on the 10th. And then we'll start going Monday, Wednesday, Friday the next week. So, that'll do it for this episode of Corn Time with Colton Foster and Jordan Smith. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you tomorrow on the podcast.
Yes, we will.